The four Democrats running to face Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst debated for the first time last night. Iowa's race in November is looking to be both competitive and expensive as Democrats see the seat as a possible pickup in November as they try to take majority in the Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports a lot of the debate centered on how the candidates would respond to the COVID-19 pandemic.
It was debate night during a pandemic. The candidates were spaced 6 feet apart. Plexiglass separated them. There was no audience in the auditorium at Iowa PBS's suburban Des Moines studios. One of the first questions was for real estate executive Teresa Greenfield. The Senate Majority PAC, a group aligned with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, has been running ads here supporting her. Greenfield was asked to respond to critics who say she's just a tool for out-of-state establishment Democrats. Greenfield played up local endorsements.
So today we just recently announced our 24th union that has endorsed our campaign, representing together, I think, about 70,000 workers across the state. 2 weeks ago, the Iowa AFL-CIO endorsed our campaign.
The moderators brought up COVID-19 outbreaks at meatpacking plants in the state. The candidates were asked how they'd balance the needs of the plant workers and the employers. Businessman Eddie Morrow brought it back to criticizing Greenfield.
Teresa Greenfield, for example, has run a couple businesses through crises, and both times she has chosen the wrong route, laid workers off, bankrupted
the business. Mr. Morrow, the question was about the meat industry. Could you focus your answer on how we deal with that?
Right. Well, again, we deal with it because we have the right kind of leadership.
Morrow said he'd focus on the workers. Kimberly Graham, who is an attorney for abused juveniles, said the plants need to be shut down as soon as there's a known outbreak.
Initially, you don't balance them. In other words, you have to put the worker first. There is no burger, I don't care how good it tastes, that is worth anyone's life.
Graham says the plant owners need to be held accountable, and there should be more investments and inspectors down the road. The moderators also brought up the $3 trillion coronavirus relief package approved by the House late last week. Iowa Congresswomen Cindy Axne and Abby Finkenauer were among the 14 Democrats who broke with their party and voted against it. Iowa's other Democrat in the House, retiring Congressman Dave Loebsack, voted for it.
Which of those Democrats made the right choice?
I believe the Congresswomen did.
That's retired U.S. Navy Admiral Mike Franken. He said he believed part of that bill placated the uber-rich.
And I believe we ought to get something from those bills that lead to a better tomorrow, such as a broad infrastructure package, or addressing the medical care, or addressing those most impacted by this, down to the small businesses and the workers, including those who are undocumented in society.
Greenfield said she was concerned about the transparency in the bill and what little she'd seen of it.
I want to be assured that what's in that bill will help Iowans first before I'd be ready to vote for it. So if I had to vote today, it'd be a no.
The candidates were also asked if the $1,200 pandemic relief checks that went out to Americans was a good decision. Greenfield said it's a wise use of funds. Graham called the money pathetic crumbs for workers when there were subsidies for multinational corporations in the package. Franken said unemployment benefits should be extended. Meanwhile, Morrow said it did not go far enough.
Every person right now should get at least $12, $15, $18, maybe $2,000 every month right now. People need to have that stability. They need to know when they get up in the morning they can pay their rent, they can buy food, they can get the prescription medicine they need.
The debate also focused on the candidates' positions on health care, climate change, and immigration. As time was running out, they were asked to talk about what one topic did not come up. Franken said the debt. Morrow talked about the urban-rural divide. Greenfield brought up child care. So did Graham.
We need to start working on the child care crisis. And by the way, one-third to one-half of our child care spots are vanishing during COVID-19, and a lot of them may never come back. So our crisis has now become an extra crisis on top of that.
Afterwards, there was no applause and no on-camera handshaking among the candidates. Two visual differences in this time of running for office during a pandemic. And voters here seem to be adjusting as well. Almost 400,000 Iowans have asked for an absentee ballot, and early voting for the primary could set an all-time record. Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.